give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Tuesday to you. Hope you're having a great week this week and a good day today. And this is the day the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I love Christmas time. I love the songs of Christmas. I love the spirit around Christmas. I love the decorations. I love singing about the Savior. It's a great time to tell others just what the angels announced to the shepherds. Hey, unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And listen, if God sent a Savior, then somebody needed to be saved. And that somebody was you and me. And thank God for so loving the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I love Christmas. Well, I hope you're looking forward to the Christmas season. And yesterday we started talking about church the way it's supposed to be. We talked about how different the church has become in this day and age. And what is our pattern? Is it to go to Madison Avenue and say what attracts people to church? Is it to pass out cards like some churches have done, modeled after the Saddleback Church in California, just pass out cards and ask people, what do you want to have in a church, and then give them what they want? Or is it God's church? And should we find the blueprint in the Bible? And that's what we believe here at Bible Baptist Church, that we follow the blueprint from the Word of God. And in Acts 4, we begin to see in this early church in Jerusalem what church is supposed to be like. Number one, yesterday, and I encourage you to go back and pick up that broadcast. It'll really bring you up to date with where we are today. But the first thing was they were endued with power. Not just the pastor, but the pastor and the people. And what a difference it made in the church. And then, number two, they were equal in position. They were equal in position. Again, in chapter 4 and verse number 24, the Bible says, "And when they had heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord, and said, Lord, thou art God, which hast made heaven and earth and the sea and all that in them is." And then notice verse 32, "And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul." I mean, there was unity there. They were equal in position. They were all pulling in the same direction. They all locked arms together. They all had a common goal. There was no preferential treatment. There's no social status. No church position they were holding on to. No cliques. All the ground is level at Calvary. They're not looking at each other. They're too busy looking at Christ. This is a church that's on fire for God. And we have to understand, for church the way it ought to be, church the way it's supposed to be, people are equal in position. Now, there's always three dangers a church member can fall into. Number one is this: magnifying their own importance. Feeling like they're so indispensable that they deserve special treatment or special privileges or special consideration or special recognition. I know that through the years, I've been in this business now for 40 years, my friend, and I've seen people leave the church over the years expecting that it's going to go under once they go. And boy, are they surprised. You see, when God builds the church, the gates of hell won't prevail against it. And God's going to build the church. The problem of magnifying our own importance is it can happen to anyone, any church member, but it can also happen in the leader of the church. Pride has taken down many a preacher. Listen, no one's irreplaceable, my friend, including the pastor. The work of God at Bible Baptist Church went on long before Pastor Slaybaugh came. And if the Lord tarries, it'll go on long after Pastor Slaybaugh's gone. I'm not going to magnify my own importance, but that's a danger. The second danger is we minimize our own importance. We get an attitude of unfaithfulness that says, well, it doesn't matter if I'm there or not. Doesn't matter if I'm in the choir or not. Doesn't matter if I'm in the nursery or not. Doesn't matter if I tithe or not. Doesn't matter if I attend the service or not. No, listen, my friend, the greatest ability is dependability. You may not be able to sing, you may not be able to teach, you may not be able to play an instrument, but you know what? You can be faithful. You're going to be faithful. I read a poem not too long ago. It's a poem of faithfulness. It says, a Sunday school teacher, I don't know his name, a wonderful preacher who never found fame. So faithful, so earnest, when I was a boy, he stuck to his task, though I tried to annoy. He never was missing in cold or in heat. A smile his face lighted the moment we'd meet. He taught by example as well as by word, this splendid old teacher who honored his Lord. He helped my young life more than he ever knew. Later years I remembered and tried to be true. I suppose he's gone now to join heaven's ranks. May it be God's goodwill for me someday to say thanks. Listen, don't minimize your importance in the body of Christ. There's something for all to do, and little is much when God is in it. You say, well, I can't do much. No, but you can be faithful. So the danger is we maximize our importance, or we minimize our importance, or we misplace our importance. That simply means you're trying to do something or be something that God never intended for you to be. If God hasn't gifted you with a voice to sing, then you don't need to sing a special. See, how do I know if I have a gift of singing? Other people want to listen to you. If they don't care to hear you, you don't have the gift of singing. You don't have the gift of teaching. Church, you have to don't misplace your importance. God gifts each one of us. Use the gifts God's given you. So we're endued with power, we're equal in position, but also we're evangelistic in our priority. Now, most of everybody's on board with this one. We're evangelistic. We want to get people saved. We're all about soul winning and getting the gospel out. Vance Havner said evangelism is to the Christian what veins are to our bodies. You ought to be able to cut a true Christian anywhere and they'll bleed evangelism. They'll breed soul winning. The best remedy for a sick church is to put it on a soul-winning diet. R.G. Lee said God never intended for the church to be a refrigerator in which to preserve perishable piety. He intended to be an incubator in which to hatch our converts. It's a hospital for sinners, not a rest home for the saints. That's why we do what we can. We're fishers of men, not just keepers of the aquarium. So listen, my friend, keep the track rack filled. That's why we have special days. That's why we have an addictions program. That's why we go out on dinner day and cantatas and the fun fest and all the things we have. Why? We're trying to get the gospel out. Rescue the perishing. Care for the dying. Snatch them in pity from sin and the grave. Church, the way it ought to be is not only endued with power and equal in position, but it's evangelistic in priority. And then number four, it exalts the Word of God. It exalts the preaching of the Word of God. Paul told Timothy, preach the Word. The day's going to come when they will not endure sound teaching, but they'll heap to themselves teaching, having itching ears. In other words, church, the way it's supposed to be, it just tells you what the Bible says, not what you want to hear. We're not here to agree with the world. We're here to agree with God. I'm not lowering the standard to the people. I'm raising the people to the standard. Christ crucified, buried, and coming again. Preach hell is hot and heaven that's real. Holy living before God and faithfulness to His church. I preach that we're saved by grace through faith and we're saved to serve, not to sit and to soak and to sour. Thankful I grew up in Bible-preaching, Bible-believing churches. Churches that taught the great doctrines of the Bible. Oh, my friend, God made a promise to Abraham back in Genesis 15. And God has Abraham gather and cut up animals into pieces. And Abraham's put to sleep while a burning lamp moves through the middle of the bloody scene. Well, what's that all about? Well, you have to know a little bit about the history and the customs and the custom God made with Abraham. And he's saying when two men made a bilateral covenant, they'd walk together between the separated pieces or parts of the animals. And saying, in effect, may this happen to me if I don't fulfill my part of the covenant. And so when Abraham, if he was going to walk through with God, it would be a bilateral covenant. In other words, it would require both parties to perform the responsibilities under the agreement. But God put Abraham to sleep. And God walked through it by himself. You know why? Our salvation is not dependent on us. It's dependent on God. It's a unilateral covenant. God said, it didn't matter what you do, Abraham, you're mine. And once you receive Christ as your Savior, my friend, it doesn't matter what you do, you're His. That's grace. It's not dependent on me. It's dependent on God, and God will keep His promise. You believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. That word saved means preserved, protected, delivered, made whole. It literally means you, a single point in time when you believe in Jesus Christ as your Savior, and then you're saved for all time. So we're saved by faith alone in Jesus Christ. It definitely teaches the three important Bible doctrines that we're saved by faith alone in Christ, and there is nothing else required for salvation other than believing in Jesus Christ. Salvation is not an ongoing process. It occurs in a single moment, when you put your faith in Jesus Christ as your Savior. Spiritual growth is an ongoing process. But salvation is an instantaneous situation, an instantaneous salvation. And then there's the eternal security of the believer. Once you're saved forever. Abraham didn't walk through that covenant with God. God walked through by himself, saying, it's on me to keep this covenant. And when I put my faith and trust in Jesus Christ as my Savior, when you put your trust in Jesus Christ as your Savior, my friend, God said, that's my covenant. Jesus said, I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. You're saved. You're saved forever. Now, that's what the Bible teaches. Aren't you glad you're listening to the broadcast today? Church, the way it used to be. We make no apologies at Bible Baptist Church. We're an old-fashioned, Bible-believing, independent, soul-winning, separated Baptist church. That's it. We want to be endued with power from on high. We're going to have people who are equal in their position. We are evangelistic, soul-winning in our priority, and we exalt the preaching of the Word of God. Whether you come to Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, you're going to hear the Word of God. We have a cantata coming up on Sunday, but there'll be the preaching of the Word of God. Had the children's play last Sunday, but there was the preaching of the Word of God. You're not going to come to a service at Bible Baptist Church without the teaching and preaching of the Word of God. It still pleases God through the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. And by the way, we're not going to have 45 minutes of singing and a 12-minute message. My friend, it's the Word of God. We need to exalt the preaching of the Word of God. It's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. My friend, let's get back to church the way it ought to be. Let's get back to where we went to church and we felt like we were in church and we felt like we went to church. And let me just say this. I appreciate being able to live stream services so folks who are ill or unable to get out can watch. Certainly was great during the COVID time. But listen, my friend, too many have fallen into the habit of just sitting at home and watching it and thinking they've been to church. My friend, that's not church. That's not going to church. That's not assembling with other believers. You can't benefit from that like you can if you're there in person. And so don't forsake the assembling of yourself together. If you're not in a church the way it's supposed to be, I'd get myself in one. And of course, I can recommend one to you if you're looking for one. We're not going to remind you of the world. I guarantee you when you walk out the doors after being in church, you're going to feel like you've been in church. And it's church the way it's supposed to be. According to who? According to the Word of God. According to the Bible. And I trust that that's the kind of church we'll always be. Well, I'm looking forward to a good day today. This Tuesday, December the 6th. And of course, tomorrow will be the 7th. And we look forward to our midweek service on Wednesday night. And I'll talk a little more along these lines tomorrow because I want to talk to you about the holy and the profane. God said one of the problems there in the Old Testament was my people are putting no difference between the holy and the profane. Well, what's that talking about? Well, let's get together tomorrow for the broadcast, and we'll discuss that for our lesson tomorrow, all right? Thank you again for listening to Words to Encourage Radio. Thank you again for those of you who pray for us and who share blessings and prayer requests with us. We really appreciate that. And you can please drop us an email or give us a phone call, leave a message. We'd love to hear from you. Have a great Tuesday, everybody. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.